Hey there,
Kate here. It's time to learn the facts about stage four of the Game of Life journey. When you're in stage four, a divinely guided miracle happens. You finally get a moment to clean, or the pile gets so big it falls over, and right there under all the papers and stuff that's been cluttering your space with stagnant energy is your ragged Game of Life book with all the sticky notes and the highlights. And oh my God, you remember, you have power. But when you open the cover and begin to read, today, Florence's words, they speak to you at an entirely new level. You can feel a whisper of the empowerment energy moving in your body. You feel strength and stamina begin to grow, building in your mind and in your body. You feel a firmer foundation beginning to take structure beneath your feet. And you read words that you would swear weren't in there the last time you read those pages. Doubt, anxiety, and fear begin to flush away from your body like washing off mud in the shower. It's from this stage that when you look back to when you were first introduced to Florence's teachings, you can see how far you've really come. You can also see how easy it was to fall back into that abyss of fear that you've struggled with your entire life. To fall back into that abyss of fear through overwhelm and worry. When you forgot to implement what you had learned from Florence, and your heart is screaming that you never want to go back to that darkness of fear where hope struggles to exist. Today, you're determined to do whatever it takes to maintain your confidence, your stamina, and empowerment. You remember that Florence's door is always open. And through this open door, her teachings speak to you at an entirely new level, and your empowerment is stronger. Your strength and stamina is stronger. Upon reflection, you can see what happened in the past, and you do not want to go back. The question is, what's the secret ingredient that you're missing? Why, when everything was improving, did you fall off the bliss wagon in the first place? Well, listen closely, because this is the secret. This is what's missing in all your life improvement attempts that have failed. You must elevate your internal state of being. Your internal emotional state must elevate to be able to absorb the action step directions to improve your life. Because the truth is, when you're in survival mode, you can't think greater than you feel. When you're drowning in worry, anxiety, and stress, you cannot think greater than you feel. You can't find solutions because your body and thought processes are stuck running from a tiger that looks like the boss that doesn't appreciate you. Or lack of financial flow, or the friend who really isn't your friend, or the job that you hate, or the job that you can't find. When you're stressed and anxious, your brain doesn't have the ability to take in new information, much less take action with it. That's why when you read Florence's words, they felt great. You feel that stir of empowerment within you, but when you close the book or turn off the audio, the pressure of life slaps you right in the face, and you feel that chaos and turmoil again. But now you know what to do. Elevate your emotions. Well, how do you elevate your emotions? Close your eyes, and with a deep breath, ground, focus on your heart, Breathe and shift your focus to gratitude. Focus on what makes you happy, what makes you laugh, what makes your heart sing with joy. With your eyes closed, breathe deeply and focus on that gratitude and infuse all the aspects of your life with love, sincerely from your heart. And while you're there, forgive what you've been holding in unforgiveness and set yourself free. This elevates your internal energy. And then read Florence's teachings and implement them. Your success rate will skyrocket. You must elevate your internal energy first. Again, here are those 7 action steps. 1, consciously breathe deeply, and you know why. 2, ground. 3, focus on your heart. 4, shift your focus to gratitude. 5, breathe deeper into that gratitude and embrace it, embody it, become the gratitude state of being. 6, step farther, infuse everything in your life with love, sincerely from your heart. And 7, forgive. While you're in that love state of being, forgive what you've been holding in unforgiveness. Sounds simple, right? It is. When you implement these simple action steps, life changes, life improves, and when adversity demands you observe hidden beliefs, you'll be better equipped energetically to manage what to do next. From this higher vibration of love energy, you'll have the ability to think, to observe, and to rewrite those outdated beliefs that aren't even true so you can be free to live your fulfilled square of life. And you'll be able to sustain this new state of being. You'll stand in your power, manifesting the life that brings your heart joy, sustaining your confidence and empowerment, executing strength and stamina to achieve 5 of the Game of Life journey. So be sure to come back tomorrow when we dive into 5. But until then, remember, you are a beautiful being of love and light, and it's your birthright to be happy. You deserve, are worthy, and are good enough to create and live your fulfilled square of life. I believe in you, and it's time you did too.